Track 6. And now it's back to the news. So long as Sandra decides to shut shop. Newton Abbott is to say goodbye to its premier sewing machine and cotton fabric shop as its owner eyes up retirement. Sandra Benson, who has been at the helm of D&S Sewing Machines for more than 40 years, is to retire at the end of the month. The years have just flown by, Sandra said. I decided to call it a day before they carry me out, she said, laughing. But I'm selling all my stock, closing the shop and putting the building up for sale. The 79-year-old established the business alongside her husband Dave in 1981. With an initial focus on yarn, knitting machines and associated accessories, the couple gradually moved towards sewing machines and fabrics after Sandra completed a City and Guilds course in patchwork and quilting. The shop has been devoted to sewing, patchwork and quilting ever since. D&S has been a wonderful asset to our retail offer in the town centre for decades, said Sally Henley, the town development manager for Newton Abbott. I learned that Sandra was to retire with sadness, as it will be the end of an era. I think her retirement is well earned, but I'm sure I join a huge community of needle workers who will miss this wonderful emporium and her constant cheerfulness and good humour. I wish her a truly enjoyable retirement and look forward to continuing to see her out and about in Newton Abbott as a shopper. Sandra's retirement sale runs until Saturday, the 27th of April.
Bad weather leads to surge in potholes. Harsh weather conditions mean it's taken just 10 months for more potholes to be recorded across Devon's roads than the whole of the last financial year. A total of 40,250 potholes were recorded across the County Council area between April last year and the end of January this year. Devon County Council, which is responsible for the county's roughly 8,000 miles of roads, said the early and harsh freeze-stroke-thaw cycles experienced during the 2022-23 winter continued to cause problems into the summer. Meg Booth, Devon County Council's Director of Climate Change, Environment and Transport, explained, "In addition to the winter weather, there has been an unprecedented number of storm events experienced so far this autumn and winter." She claims the council is speeding up reactive patching and together with managing their contractors' workloads, that means it is managing to contain the overall number of pothole defects across the network awaiting repair. The work had been helped by £1.5 million of funding from central government. Ms. Booth says the council hopes to use a new system it has trialled for repairing potholes more widely. She said in the summer and autumn of 2023, the service conducted a comprehensive trial of a road surface repair system called Elastomac, which was demonstrated to councillors in May last year. The system uses a flowable mastic asphalt, which incorporates up to 70 to 80% recycled materials and can be installed much more quickly than traditional patching techniques and with less disruption to the travelling public. This new solution will be added to the wider toolkit again from the spring through to autumn this year.
The rare butterflies that are in decline. The long-term future of some rare species of Devon's butterflies is at risk due to climate change and habitat loss, according to experts. Steve Hussey, Devon Wildlife Trust spokesperson, said certain species, such as the pearl-bordered butterfly, were becoming a much less common sight across the county. Butterfly numbers in any year can fluctuate greatly, mainly in response to short-term weather patterns. However, the long-term monitoring of butterfly numbers is showing up some worrying trends. Climate change and loss of wild places is having a negative impact on many of our butterfly species. just as the pearl-bordered and small pearl-bordered fritillaries. This is making them a much less common sight in large parts of our countryside. Last year, the Devon Wildlife Trust, with the aid of local volunteers, launched a project to help Devon's declining butterflies. And Mr. Hussey insisted that wildlife loss was not inevitable. Together, people can make a difference, he said. The warning comes shortly after new research confirms that the small pearl-bordered fritillary is not only at risk in Devon, but across the UK. Experts, led by the Butterfly Conservation Charity, said the species had declined by a whopping 71% and that numbers were at the lowest in 48 years of monitoring. On the upside, the checkered skipper, brimstone and large blue species all recorded their best year since records began, while the Red Admiral, a migratory species that has begun to overwinter in the UK due to climate warning, has increased by 318% since 1976.
Driver is hurt in incident on the A38. A woman suffered cuts and bruises after the car she was driving rolled onto its side at Dean Prior. The accident happened in bad weather last Wednesday on the northbound A38. Firemen from Buckfastleigh and Ibridge were called to the scene and on arrival found the victim still trapped inside a badly damaged four-door blue hatchback. The woman was freed with help from crews from Buckfastleigh, Ashburton and Ivybridge, and she was treated for her wounds until the arrival of an ambulance. According to social media post by Buckfastleigh Fire Station, the woman was not badly hurt and was able to walk into the ambulance. The driver, identified on Facebook as Mary Davies, later thanked the fire crews. Thank you to everyone that helped me. I'm shaken up, cuts and bruises, but thankfully I'm still here. Never been so scared in my life.
Easter Bunny lends hand at Ditto Trail launch. A new trail for children was launched over the Easter weekend with a little help from the Easter Bunny. The Dittos of Dawlish Trail, the brainchild of brother and sister team David Hardy and Diana Townsend, was launched on Saturday, March the 30th. This year's trail has seen twice as many tiny homes placed in windows and above shop doorways around Dawlish as in previous years. The homes house fictitious creatures called Dittos, that are said to be cheerful and hard-working creatures, though of course no human has ever seen one. Elsewhere at the launch party, there was much more Easter fun to be had, with the town council's egg trail and bonnet competition proving popular with the youngsters.